Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 5th and our Bible reading portion is the second book of Chronicles chapters 10 to 12. Take wise counsel to make the right decisions. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 10 verses 6 to 8 like this. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, saying, "How do you advise me to answer these people?" And they spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever." But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. Rehoboam became the king of Israel after the death of his father Solomon. We know that Solomon had corrupted his wisdom towards the latter part of his life. Unlike his father David, Solomon did not make any attempts to teach or train his son in righteousness or the ways of God. So when King Rehoboam became the king of Israel, he did not have any relationship with the God of Israel nor Shemaiah, the man of God. That is the reason why King Rehoboam turned to both the elders who were his father's advisors and the young men who were his peers in order to make an appropriate decision. Unfortunately, Rehoboam rejected the good counsel of his father's advisors and consulted his peers, who told him that he should not give an inch and in fact should increase the pressure on the people. Foolishly, Rehoboam agreed and thus forfeited the northern kingdom. We should, however, note that the young king's stupidity was itself playing into the will of God, who had already decreed that the kingdom would split up after Solomon. Rehoboam's last-ditch efforts at reconciliation failed, and the United Kingdom of Israel was torn into two parts. The grandeur and the glory of the days of King David and Solomon would never return back to Israel. This incident teaches us the importance of taking wise counsel to make the right decisions in life. We can't always make right decisions, but with God's help and godly counsel, we can always make decisions right. The Word of God has much to say about heeding to wise counsel. 1. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. 2. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. 3. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. 4. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. 5. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the midst of counselors, they are established. 6. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Let us be careful to seek God and wise godly counselors when it comes time to make major decisions in life. Let us learn from the story of Rehoboam and be wise in not repeating his mistake in our lives.